Well, it's 20 past one on Saturday, the 29th of April. And you may remember me talking before about post-gig voice. And it's not necessarily the gig, it's the talking to people after the show and that kind of thing. And my voice has been active all day, talking to people and laughing and shouting and being silly, as well as half an hour where we were on stage as Attack of the Vapors and playing a show. It's been a great day. I actually did an acoustic set in the evening. In the afternoon, just after lunchtime, because somebody had dropped out of playing an acoustic set, so I stepped in, played a few songs, played a couple of songs that we were playing in the evening, but mostly played songs that we wouldn't be playing because, well, it's nice to do something different, isn't it? And Limelight was, it's a great local festival, and I don't get to see many bands because I'm always off doing something or other, and I just never get a chance to really sit down and listen to anything. So I saw some bands. I saw Indigo. I saw them do something a few weeks back, but it was nice to see a full set of theirs. I saw Don't Call Me Ishmael, who are a band I would really heartily recommend. And they happen to share a certain guitarist who plays for Attack of the Vapors, Mr. Jack Tasker. But it's Gary Wilcox's band, and it's Decembrist's level storytelling in his songs. And when the full band are together, it's just such a tight show, and you've got Sophie Brett Tasker delivering some amazing drumming and backing vocals. The whole band is brilliant. I can't really stress that enough. And then there were two bands I saw tonight who really blew me away. There was King Cooler and Thieves Asylum. I hadn't really seen them play before, and I hadn't really listened to a great deal. And so it was really nice to see their sets, and they pulled all sorts of amazing little tricks with some of their songs, which were absolutely breathtaking. Some great false endings and some amazing riffs and guitar sounds, and I was really blown away. I enjoyed them so much that every time they pulled a little trick of some sort, I actually found myself laughing out of pure joy from having watched it. They were great, so I really enjoyed those, and the evening was rounded off by a band called Moscow, who I hadn't seen before. I think they've been on the scene for quite a while, and I just haven't managed to get myself to cross paths until tonight, and they were really entertaining, a lot of fun, in a slightly dark and macabre sort of way. Well, not macabre actually, but there's kind of a darkness to the set that was oddly entertaining. And that was all after Attack of the Vapors had played. We played at about 6 o'clock, and these bands were on between about 8 and 10. And it was, yeah, I was really pleased with our set. We've been rehearsing it for a week now, and everything clicked and it all just came together for the rehearsal that we had on Friday night, which was such a relief. And then, so we all got on stage, and then we had Jack Tasker with us, he's all over the place, lives quite a way away, so his time is at a premium, and so he was learning the songs from distance, and so we got onto stage this evening, and he just rocks up, plugs all his stuff in, and we played the set, and it just sounded amazing. It sounded so tight. The sound was amazing, and it was a lot of fun to play, and I was so overexcited. I was so overexcited in my guitar strumming that I seem to have bruised my forefinger nail, and my thumbnail. So I need to get better at holding a guitar pick, because at the moment I may be holding a guitar pick, but my fingers still seem to be hitting the strings. But it was great, you know. We finished a set and I was packing up my gear, and a guy from security poked his head around this little sort of cloth doorway thing, and said, "There's a guy out here who wants to shake your hand if you don't mind." I was like, sounds a bit weird, but okay. And I came off the stage to the bit at the side, and on the other side of a partition, there's this guy covered in facial tattoos who shook my hand, and he said, "You know what, you're doing something right, you know. And security had said that they didn't think I'd come out and shake his hand, but it was nice. It's nice to have moments like that. And then after speaking to this guy, there was a young girl who must have only been about sort of high school age, asking if she could buy a CD. And there's something kind of reassuring about somebody of quite a young age wanting to buy like a physical copy of your music so that they can go home and listen to it. That's really cool. And then I packed up all my gear, came out the back of the backstage area, and my folks were there, and they helped me carry my guitars off to help get them home. And we were walking across town, and my dad says, "So have we got your electrics and your acoustic?" And I said, no, just my electrics." And my dad says, "So why have we got four guitars?" And I just went, "Oh, shit." Because turns out me and Elliot from Indigo both have Gretsch guitar cases. So we identified which one was the wrong one. So I ran that back to the backstage area. Hopefully it went entirely unnoticed. But I nearly ended up with a new Gretsch accidentally. That would have been a nightmare. And I spent today with my friend Emily. We end up being at a lot of local gigs together. She writes a music blog and co-presents The Quiet Revolution. And so we find ourselves at a lot of the same events. Our friendship largely consists of us laughing at all sorts of things and just chatting, and you know, we've kept each other company on the local scene, and it's been I really value that friendship, and it's been a pleasure getting to know her, and it's been a really fun day. So, and there's more to come tomorrow, and who knows what my voice will sound like by the end of the weekend. Maybe only animals will be able to hear it.